proclaiming the church, the truth, but they're also going to be living it. And when that happens, there's a power that goes with it that changes life. And brothers and sisters, that can happen today for every one of us if we repent and be converted and send our sins beforehand into the judgment. And that is the message of the whole issue of Sunday law, is that if we wait to do that until the Sunday law, then we're foolish virgins and we're going to be lost. Early Writings, page 279. I was pointed down to the time when the third angel's message was closing. The power of God had rested upon his people. They had accomplished their work and were prepared for the trying hour before them. They had received this latter rain or refreshing from the presence of the Lord, and the living testimony had been revived. The last great warning had sounded everywhere and had stirred up and enraged the inhabitants of the earth who would not receive the message. Now, I threw that quote in there for a different sort of a reason. I've seen people take this passage and they say, let me read it to you. They had received the latter rain or refreshing from the presence of the Lord, and the living testimony had been revived. And they're talking, this is after probation closes. They've done their work. The third angel's message has been sounded. Probation is closed. And Sister White's looking back to what took place among God's people during this time period of the latter rain and the loud cry. And one of the things she says is that the living testimony had been revived. And there are people in Adventism that say, well, when we went into apostasy in 1888 by rejecting that message, the Lord gave us a period of grace, but finally he laid the prophet to rest. But there will come a time at the end of the world where he's going to raise a prophet up again, and the living testimony will be aroused again, and we're going to have a prophet again. But if you go into the CD-ROM and look at what Sister White understands the living testimony is, it's not the prophetic ministry. It's the testimony that you and I give if we really have a genuine Christian experience where the Holy Spirit is abiding in our hearts. That's the living testimony. That's where earlier when we had our testimony service, that we don't just put forth our cares and our needs. We're sharing something that the Lord has used us to serve someone. We're seeing ourselves being used as tools for the Lord. And brothers and sisters, that's available to us now. And if we don't believe that, Jesus said, except for the goal that was set before him, he endured the cross. And one of the things that teaches us that's a truth about human beings, because we were created in the image of God, is that we're goal-motivated.